Hey guys, welcome to my second podcast. Today I'm sitting down with Mitch's dad, Mike Lyons, and we're going to talk about all the changes happening in the gym. So, welcome, Mike.
Hello.
So obviously there's a lot been going on with the build out, so everyone's seen that. So let's talk about that first. What's going on?
Well, it's been 3 weeks, and I know you guys have been greatly inconvenienced, and I appreciate everybody being patient with the mess, but basically, we're doing, it's really more than a facelift. We're really creating some really cool new spaces for everybody. Primarily, the most obvious when you walk in, we're totally redoing and really adding a lobby area that's separate from the workout area. And then immediately on the other side of that wall is going to be a, calling it hangout and storage area for bags. It's not a changing area because it's out, but we've got 24 really nice lockers coming in, so people will be able to take their bags. These lockers are like 24 inches deep by 15 inches wide, so those great big bags will just fit right in there, so your stuff isn't all over the floor. And then there's going to be a really nice kind of hangout table with some bar stools around it and some other sitting areas, so people can just kind of chill before and after the workout.
Very cool. So we don't have to sit on the ground. So it'll be a nice big table.
Yeah, we're real excited about having that. People wonder, why are you doing the lobby area? Really, we didn't have a lobby before. When you walked in, it's like you were in the gym. And you know, we've all gotten used to that. But for one, we wanted you to walk into a space that was really cool. Put yourself in the perspective. In the, seeing our space from the perspective of a brand new person. They walked into this gym and boom, they're in a warehouse and they're seeing a workout. They're hearing the bars, they're hearing the noise and everything. It's pretty intimidating. Mm-hmm. And we wanted a space where they could be greeted with somebody at the desk, and it was a cool area, but you weren't in the gym yet. It was a separation area. So you've got just a nice area, nice retail area. There is a half wall that you can't directly see the workout space, but just a couple steps you can. It's gonna be great for us, and especially, we're always thinking about those people that aren't members yet, and what's gonna be their very first impressions. You know, impressions they're important. So it's gonna be a much nicer, much more professional first impression when you walk in our gym. So we're real excited about that.
Very cool. So there is a couple of bad news. So originally we planned on showers, right?
Yeah, we did.
So there will be no showers, but we're going to talk about why. So Mike's going to explain why this is not happening, but what we are replacing that with.
Yeah. When we started this venture out, we started this about 2 years ago. And we've been through many iterations with the architect. And we started out with 4 showers and locker rooms and everything. And we could have built a nice medium-sized house for what it was going to cost us to do these locker rooms. So we did a change of direction. Basically, a good portion of what was going to go into one shower, we have invested into replacing a good percentage of our equipment with brand new equipment. All new bars, lots of new bumpers. We've got new rowers coming in. We've got a whole new rig coming in. A part of this, we started early, the new flooring that you've had for a while, that was actually a part of this project. So there's a lot of new equipment we're taking the funds that would have gone to a shower and done something that I think, you know, our people are going to appreciate a whole lot more.
Yeah, so replacing, so no more shower. So one shower equals brand new equipment.
Yeah, you could buy a nice luxury car for what we're investing in equipment.
So yeah, it's so a significant, that's actually been ordered, right?
Yeah.
So we're just waiting on the whole, you know, it's a whole semi truck full of stuff. So logistics wise of somebody being here to help, you know, take everything out of that semi.
I'm sure there's going to be opportunity.
We're just going to use class. We'll use the 5 a.m. class. They're big, really big. Just kidding.
We don't know exactly when it's coming in yet, but it'll be within the next 10 days.
Yeah, so a lot of new toys coming. A lot of things we'll be replacing. So that is the good. That's the other part of the good news, is that we are updating all our equipment. and maybe adding some other new equipment as well. Also, there's some logistic stuff what we're going to move the gym around, so that other advanced rig is going down to the middle, and we're adding another rig to the side of the other wall, which more of the advanced people will benefit from, and so will personal training. Basically, we're just trying to create more personal space for you guys so the classes are ran more efficiently, so you guys have more workout time and get better workouts in.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. Right now, basically, there's two rigs. There will be three. And the main all levels area is so huge. Yeah. You know, a class, sometimes half the class will go to one rig, half the class will go to the other, and mm-hmm. they're like 75 feet apart.
Yeah.
That rig is going to move a little closer too. So the space is going to be much more efficient, and there's going to be more squat racks, more pull-up bars, more everything. And yeah, it's just a much better use of space.
Very cool. So no more running from the middle of the floor to the pull-up rig. So other than that, is there anything else really new? I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot,
yeah.
And it should be completed probably the next like two.
Well, we've set a goal. End of this week, the remodel is going to be completely done, so there won't be any more mess. Like the lockers, we're not exactly sure when they're coming in. They should be in within the next week. So, you know, by the 1st of November, we should be pretty much done, and the equipment should be maybe even in. Yeah. So this is, as we go into mid-November, everything's going to be done. So it's going to be awesome.
For the holidays. Great. So a lot of really cool things heading our way. A lot of new stuff, so we'll keep you guys updated when all that is going on, but just wanted to inform you guys what's going on since it's changed so many times. It's not based on what we wanted. It was just, this is what we're working with and doing the best that we can do with what we've got and making the space better for you guys. So this is all for your guys' experience.
Well, thanks for having me, Jen.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys around.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.